Flag on the Play with AC and Bud. We're going to talk Jags, Gators, and all things North Florida sports. Because we're Duval. Here we go. Flag family, what's good, Bud? We at it again because we got another win.
We in first place. We in first place. Bad contest win. First place. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Boy, if you're not in first place, I can't relate to you. I don't know what to tell you.
I couldn't relate.
And just by the way, even if the dreaded mayonnaise bastards, that is the Tennessee racial slurs.
Where does that even come from?
I don't know. It felt right though, didn't it? Didn't it feel right?
But I never disagree with that. Even if we
turn around and they somehow win this game, we're still gonna be all right because we're gonna be in a situation where we'll have the division win.
That's crazy that immediately. FOTB family, you know, it's Monday and we're doing the show. And obviously we're watching the game because, you know, we hate the Titans. And as soon as the show started, Derrick Henry just ran the end zone to tie the game.
Unfortunately.
They cannot
lead the division after the end of the night because they do not have a division win.
They're not going to lead the division because they're not going to beat Buffalo.
They do not have a division win, so therefore they cannot lead the division after tonight. And by the way,
as the Titan fan producing this show, keep in mind that we haven't played a division team yet.
It doesn't make a difference. The standings are the standings.
Relax.
We literally.
I will go on mute now, but relax, because I feel like y'all doing this shit on purpose at this point. Excuse me.
I feel like we just lost viewers. I feel like five people. Just hung up. They just unsubscribed. I feel like we lost five subscribers.
Y'all being a little cocky now. Y'all humble yourself. All right.
I feel like we lost five loyal listeners just now.
I just want to point out to the listeners that's still here.
We're sorry. We apologize for her. We're sorry about that.
It doesn't matter if they play the division game or not. The standings are the standings.
Because guess what?
The Jags, and matter of fact, by the end of the night or by the time you're listening to the show, matter of fact, by the start of football, when we're at 4 o'clock on Sunday, the Jags will still be the leaders of the AFC South.
And guess what, HB? I ain't going to argue with you.
That's right. I ain't going to argue with you. And I just want to point out, man, what a great turnaround victory for the Jacksonville Jaguars, man.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. Don't do that to me. Even though I know it's facts, don't do that to me.
I mean, we got to go back and review it. We didn't get a chance to.
We should be 2-0 last week because we
skipped the week. But we should be 2-0 right now. If the Jags, in my opinion, I feel like what prevented us from being 2-0 and us beating the Commanders was the Jags.
They're the commies.
That's what you go call them. I'm with that. But the Jags should have just not went for it. I think they should have kicked the field goal, man. Give me them 3 points. I think it changed the dynamic of the game towards the end, and I think we're in a better situation.
I feel like the piece of that pie, I feel like it can be sliced in a lot of ways, that loss to the Commanders. It can be Trevor. It could be defense. It could be coaching. That is a team loss. Everybody hold that. From special teams, the defense, the offense, to coaching. Everybody hold that. Everybody get a slice of that.
I agree with that because at no point in time should James Robinson not get 20 carries ever again.
Yeah. James Robinson, argue with your congressman. James Robinson is one of the best running backs in the NFL.
Not even close. Yeah, he top five.
Once you say James Robinson's name, you better add he's one of the best running backs in the NFL.
I was saying during the game, which me and Bud attended, by the way, during the game, I was saying that James Robinson would be the best running back in the NFL if he had just a little bit more burst and speed. I think he's too slow to be considered the best running back in the NFL. But, man, if he had – man, if James Robinson had just a little more speed, ooh, that'd be a good running back. Ooh, that'd be a good running back. But he's definitely
already good. You're saying great. He'd be a great running back because he's good. James Robinson's good.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's still number one. And then after that, you might have to Joe Mixon, maybe.
What about the dude you just saw at the bank? Damn. For the Colts. A lot of people feel like he's the best back in the NFL.
Nah, boy, because you ain't get nothing against them Jags. Nah, my boy. Yeah, I'm happy we won. Yeah, I'm happy that we look like we're turning things around. But I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. We the Jags. You ain't no top five running back. You can't get yards on the Jags.
Bro, we shut them down the last game of the season last year.
I just want to say, I thought I was the only one that used that term. I'm not going to fall for the banana and tailpipe chick. I like that. I see what you did there. Beverly Hills Cop.
The Buzz go-to.
That's my go-to. I love Beverly Hills Cop. We're not going to fall for the old banana in the tailpipe either. Man, why you got to say it like that? You got to say it like, I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Bro, I'm gonna say it a little more bass.
I'm just saying, man. So to me, the Colts, I don't think they're a good football team.
I know this is super fan Steve moment. I know he good for this. This is what Steve live by. I know you do it every now and then. I don't think I do it too much, but right now y'all got to give me credit. I feel like somebody said Matt Ryan was washed before the season started.
Yeah, that might have been you.
I feel like I was like, bro, Matt Ryan washed. I said that Freddie trash. I tried to tell y'all, man.
You know what?
I was not worried about him at all. I was like, man, Matt Ryan washed.
You're right, because I definitely hit you with the man. Matt Ryan is a Hall of Fame quarterback, which I still stand on that. And I was like, Matt Ryan's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he can't be washed. And you were right.
Oh, Matt Ryan, washed.
That boy looked washed by the rain.
Don't he look old?
He looked terrible.
He looked so bad.
He reminds me of when the Jags didn't have a quarterback. And, man, will Father Time catch up with you quick? Because when
boy, that thing hit you, boy.
I went and watched Matt Ryan play last year when the Falcons came here and beat us. And Matt Ryan ain't look washed. He didn't look great, but he didn't look washed. Matt Ryan looks washed, my boy. Washed. He looks done. The Colts are done. They're not winning the division. They're not. No, they're done. They done.
So who the division down to?
I think it's down to us and the Titans, but I don't trust us. I still say Titans win it by four games.
By four?
By four games. I still say Titans are either 10. I think I picked them 9-8 is what I think. I picked the Titans. So that would give us, what, 5-12? That sounds about right for me.
Okay, then. Well, with that being said, let's break down this game we just went to. First off, shout out to the Jaguar fans at the bank. Bro, we was lit. We were lit. It was amazing.
They got a little noise going for the bank. I'll take that. And one thing about the Jags, man, and 17 proved this. If you win, they'll come.
Facts.
Because the bank was rocking and jocking a few times in 2017.
It wasn't a full stadium. It wasn't even that thick. But Jaguar fans, we're so passionate, man. And shout out to the love of my life, Lena May. Oh my God, she told them damn chairs up. My wife will follow orders like no other. Y'all say get loud, Lena yelling, hitting the damn chair. She don't play that, man. Y'all want loud? She say I'm here for it.
I just want to point out.
Lock down the damn bank.
Anna was sick of that shit. I just want to point that out.
Anna is HB's daughter. What you mean Anna was sick of? She wasn't sick of her auntie Lena tearing it up, and then the other auntie Allie dancing. She didn't enjoy that.
Definitely was sick of auntie.
She didn't enjoy grown people dancing.
Terrible, she said.
Terrible. Oh man.
But it was a lot to dance about. I want to say this, man. All phases of the Jazz look great on Sunday. I can't remember the last time that all phases look good.
Yeah.
Special teams look good. We made a
52-yard field goal.
Logan Cook, I'll let you get a B+, even though you...
Yeah, but man, y'all got to understand. Me and HB hard on Logan Cook. Because everybody and their mama keep telling us how all pro he is and all this other stuff. But then, like, me and HB be like, bro, why Logan Cook great until he got a B great? That's what we stand on that. Like,
as soon as Logan Cook need to make a good punt, it's a squib. I'm sick of Logan Cook. Right? But I give Logan Cook a B+. He didn't have to do too much punting anyways. Then, you know, the offense looked great. Christian Kirk. Can we talk about Christian Kirk for just a second?
Oh, here? My God. Captain Kirk, can you save me? Kirk, baby. Throw a C on him so we can call him Captain Kirk.
Bro, Christian Kirk is dope. Like, man, the Jags, at this point right now, I can't even lie. The Jags look really, really smart with the Christian Kirk get. Really smart, because everybody's like, oh, you paying them too much money.
No, HB. Ooh, early in the show, and just like Jenkins and Cisco and Lloyd, HB, I done picked you off. You done threw it up there, and I done picked it off. You done messed up again. I got to correct you. Christian Kirk broke the market, my friend. He ruined wide receivers for wide receiver history, remember?
Yeah, I just
he destroyed it. Like, no. What did he do? Kirk. Balky has destroyed the wide receiver market. He's overpaid. He worth every damn penny right now.
I just want to point out, too, that since Christian Kirk did his thing or whatever and got paid, there's, what, 7-8 receivers that's gotten paid?
Bro, it's got to be more. If I'm pretty sure. It's, I don't know the number.
He might be barely on the top 10 in the league right now.
Yeah, probably.
Barely.
Yeah, wide receivers got paid.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wide receiver game, though, at this point. And yeah. Christian Kirk got paid, and so far, he's making his money. He's fourth in the league. And he's has what, two touchdowns? Two touchdowns. He looked good. He looked good. So I'm good with Christian Kirk. Robinson looked great. ETN, I would like to get going a little bit more, but he looked decent so far.
ETN's
also another good pickup. Ingram looks amazing.
Oh my God. Ingram was a man yesterday, bro. We had a
tight end that's just reliable.
Reliable. Just catch the ball. Just reliable, man. Catching the ball. Ingram looked great. And then that one time that he got that first down, man, he fought for that. Duval appreciates that. We need
that. See, this is my thing with the O. I just like the fact that receivers, because Zay Jones made some good catches.
Oh, yeah. Zay, yeah. Oh, Agnew. Agnew is a weapon. But, Agnew, I need you to catch that, brother. I need you to
I just want to point out that I've always been team Agnew need to return quick kicks and get out my way. Like, I'm not for Agnew being that receiver. Like, I just think it's a waste. Because I feel like if that play was to Christian Kirk, that's a touchdown.
Ooh.
So, like, I don't like that. I don't like Agnew's our Taysom Hill.
But does like that play develop like that if it is Kirk? Like, yes, it kind of it gives you that speed. It gives you the act of surprise, bro.
Agnew is not that fast.
First that off,
you can't use Christian Kirk.
First off, side note, because y'all know we nerds, and I'm sorry, guys. FOTP family, if y'all rock with us, we family, and you got to love us for us. Quantum Leap comes on tonight. I don't know how y'all feel about that.
Which one you right?
I don't know how y'all feel about that, but we just can't just do this show and watch these commercials and not talk about Quantum Leap.
Boom, 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 boom. Yo, I used to love Quantum Leap when I was a kid. I'm just praying they don't mess it up.
That theme song was fire.
Just don't mess it up. Some point in time, bring Scott Bakula Scott and the guy who played Al back, and we good. Just at some point in time.
From what I seen, bruh, like somebody was jumping in Joe Montana body, like he was in Joe Montana.
Yeah, that's man, pretty. They're gonna take more chances with this one, and that's gonna be great. I'm with the Quantum Leap. We watch Quantum Leap.
I'm with okay. You. Now let's leap back to these Jaguars and your nonsense. Well,
let's go to defense. Let's go to defense. Defense was Ben not breaking. What you feel about the defense, bud?
I feel phenomenal about the defense. Oh my God, Josh Allen. Josh Allen was amazing. Sack. Secondary didn't look bad. Shaq, I got my eye on you, Shaq.
I got my eye on the whole secondary.
I don't know. Shaq is a little leaky, bro.
I still don't trust our secondary. The secondary Campbell, is why I think we're going to be bad.
Campbell's good for one time a game. They're going to throw to Campbell, and it's going to be a deep ball or a first down or something. And it's going to be one of those, if he looked back, he would have stopped it. He just gets like that every now and then.
He has no ball skills.
He don't have
ball skills, bro. Because if you're good for one a game, and it's probably more than one a game, it's just one really bad one a game. But if you're good for one real bad one a game where you look back, and it's just like, oh, well, what is Campbell doing? He don't see the ball. Especially last game versus Commanders, that was the game. If he defends that play, we win that game. If he defends that play, we win that game. And he almost cost us on the Colts too. Yeah, when it was, I want to say it was 14-0, maybe it was 17-0. And they're driving, and Campbell just got lost and let him get in the red zone. But luckily, Jenkins was playing out of his mind.
Jenkins had his, oh my God, I was worried about Jenkins. Jenkins was amazing.
That was his best game as a Jag.
Yes, sir.
But the secondary still bothers me. I hate to do draft talk in September, but this is positive draft talk. If I'm the Jags, that first round pick, I'm getting the best cornerback. I don't care if I got a trade up or whatever, but I'm getting the best quarterback. And you take Campbell and him, and you let Shaq walk. I don't see no other way to do it.
I don't know if I can argue with that.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm,
you
I'm
can.
Kind of Shaq. Me and Shaq, I'm kind of like, I don't know, Shaq. I just don't know.
I don't think you can argue with that. I don't think Shaq washed, but man, I've seen Shaq get beat a lot lately. And Campbell needs to be the number two cornerback. Like, he needs to match up against the number two guy. Right now, Campbell, I think, is our number one guy.
I think Campbell is number one. Campbell's a good cornerback. I ain't going to let you disrespect Campbell like that, though.
I'm disrespecting him. Let me just do this real quick. Give me the three best cornerbacks in the league.
Oh, my God.
Three best.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. It ain't that hard. Jalen Ramsey.
No.
Okay, Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen been pretty bad, bro. God,
What's your boy? Matter of fact, we didn't even got to do three best. We'll just do the three biggest names. Jalen Ramsey, Diggs, and what's your boy for the
Talking about Diggs in Dallas?
Yeah. Three biggest names.
Diggs be getting
Jalen Ramsey, Diggs, and what's your boy in Dallas? Not Dallas, the Bills. Oh, my goodness. I can't think of his name.
Bills got such a good defense. Oh, my God. Why is it so hard for us to name best three DBs?
Yeah, and it shouldn't be that hard. But anywho.
It shouldn't be that hard. It's a lot of good DBs. I feel like they got one in Minnesota. I don't know dude's name.
You're not taking. Oh, I'll tell you another one. I'll tell you another one that's out of his draft class. Your boy from Florida State, Asante Samuel Jr. He's better than Campbell.
He's pretty
that's
good.
That's what I'm saying.
Chargers.
Like Campbell's what? Top 20?
He was the second pick in the second round.
Yeah, but I'm saying in the league right now, cornerbacks, he's what? Top 20?
Campbell's good. Yeah, I guess. But Campbell's
how
not
many
bad.
Teams don't he let
young,
the Jags...
bro? It's his second year.
Bro, I don't give a damn. It's Asante Samuel Jr.'s second year. He one of the best in the league. I don't give a damn, bro. Like, my thing is this. Don't let the Jags being the Jags fool you. At the end of the day, you got to be good or you're not. And by the way, where was Williams this game? Did he make a play?
I mean, hey, I guess, hey, one thing about DBs, bro, if you don't hear them, I guess they're doing their damn job. So you got to count. Oh, Jesus Christ. That Bills player almost killed that man. Yeah.
But that's my thing. Like, I'm not saying Campbell's. That's not what I'm saying. I'm going to keep him. He's going to start. But I'm saying, like, Campbell is like, To me, he's like top 20, maybe at best top 15 in the league. And that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You need somebody else who is top five on the other side. Now you got you a little defense. And as far as Cisco safeties go, Cisco, all right, man.
First off, calm your ass down. Because Cisco Kid was a friend of mine, okay?
Listen, I'm keeping Cisco because he's young, and I think you can coach him up. I also want to move Cisco to slot real bad. But
why are you doing this?
Jenkins is
you know what FOTP family. Let me tell y'all a secret. You get with somebody, and just because they're a high school coach of on the Paxson Eagle staff, and they beat the holy hell out of their arch nemesis, the Stanton Blue Devils in the Brain Bowl, they think they know a thing or two about coaching. And that's what we have, right? He thinks he knows a thing or two because the Paxson Eagles crushed. Actually, you should have did better because y'all should have let him score. What was the score again, Paxson versus Stanton?
41-6. And the six came from the Rooks, from the JV players.
And see, now he think he know a thing or two. Y'all got to watch out for him. I think he's feeling himself, FOTP family. Just because he was doing a little coaching, he think he know. He want to move people around. And FOTP family, let me tell you something about him. I couldn't even enjoy the game like I wanted to because before the plays even happened, he's telling me what's going to happen. I ain't saying he was wrong, but I'm just telling you
I was just about to say, just so everybody know, but was I wrong? Did I call the play right?
You were not wrong, but he was like, hey, such and such finna do this. And I'm looking, and they would do exactly what he said they was going to do. And then he was like, oh, they playing such and such, so you would attack this. And I'm like, man, if you don't shut up.
Hey, listen, I take my craft seriously.
That's how
if the Jazz put me out there right now, boy, I'll be on it.
That's how I spent my time watching the game, FOTP family, dealing with his foolishness.
I just want to put out my quarterback. Since I'm now officially the quarterback's coach, my quarterback had 4 touchdowns Friday. I'll take that. My first good official deal. Week of being a quarterback's coach.
Quarterback, oh my God, bro. Touchdowns. You'll be though. Well, you're gonna be the OC by the end of the year.
Now I'm gonna leave it to Coach Jake. He's a great OC. I don't want your job, Jake. Keep calling them plays, boy. Harder than it look.
Harder than it look.
That varsity football, boy.
Who the Fighting Eagles got next on the docket?
We got Bransford, who is a team from about 40 minutes west of Lake City, the Bransford Buccaneers.
Speaking of next, Jags Chargers. Ooh. How you feel about that?
Here we go. Is Herbert playing? Do we know yet?
We don't know yet, but I think Chargers are a 7-point favorite. So that's let me think your man's probably going to play.
So, 7-point, not 7-point, whatever. Is Herbert? It's a cartilage real problem. Do you really think Herbert not gonna play? Come on, man. Unless he's firstborn, you know he played.
Cartilage, take the week, okay? It's the Jaguars.
He ain't doing it. He playing.
Hey, they see this. This ain't the same old Jaguars.
It's
the same Jaguars, because old school Jaguars would have lost to the Colts, and so the Jaguars like, yeah, man, we the same old Jags, man. Y'all can sit him for a week, let this man get healthy, and everything will be fine. And the Chargers like, I'm not falling for the old banana in the tailpipe, Jaguars. We're gonna play Herbert.
Who the Chargers played this week?
Now they they lost to the Chiefs. Was that Sunday? No, that was.
Yeah, that was last week. Who they?
That was last week. They lost to the Chiefs. They were off.
They on a bye on week two.
Yeah, because they played. Was it? When did they play that they wouldn't have to play? Was it Monday?
Oh, they played Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
And they lost to the Chiefs. Who they played week one?
They played the Raiders.
And they won.
Yeah, they won.
So they won and won.
Yeah.
All right. Well, going in, I think the Jags are better than we thought they were. I think they got a chance. However, L.A. is L.A. The Jags are the Jags. Is West Coast.
Jaguars have never, I repeat, have never won in Los Angeles.
Ever. Only won on the West Coast once in the last 10, some 12 years.
And remember, Minshew shut. Minshew, remember, we shut down the black hole.
Yeah, the Minshew black hole game. So, yeah. The Raiders are going to try to get us back with that this year, ain't they?
Is that, are we going to Vegas? Out of Vegas, they coming here.
Got to be, because I think the Chiefs come here and the Broncos come here. So that mean that we got to go to Vegas. So
we got to get some money.
Yeah, you're right about that. That being said,
that'll be a nice trip, nice game trip.
I don't see Herbert being too hurt. If they hit him and he get out the game, it's a different story. But I'm gonna make my prediction based on Herbert playing the entire game, and I'm gonna say, I just don't think the Jags can do that yet. I think all year we're going to be chasing if we in the hunt, I think we're going to be chasing that Commanders loss all year. That's a bad.
Because when you break it down, now look, you lost to the Commanders. You beat the Colts. You got a tough one against the Chargers. Let's say you lose that. You got Philly. Is that another loss in Philly?
I don't know. That might not be a loss, but we'll cross that bridge.
Because you know how I feel about Philly quarterback. But then, in the words of Usher, watch this. You got Texans, Colts, Giants, the next three.
That's a good little run. I just want to point out. That's a
good little run.
That Commander loss is a bad loss.
You would have been 5-2 because you'd have beat the Commanders.
Detroit gave it to them boys.
The Commanders trash. I'm a down that hill. They are not a good team. Carson Wentz is not a good quarterback. Don't fall for his stats, this and that. No, don't fall for it. Carson Wentz is not good.
That's a bad loss. And I just don't think going out to the West Coast against what is like the number three best quarterback in the league or whatever. I just don't think.
Who number two?
Number two is Aaron Rodgers.
Who number one?
Tom Brady until he died.
that's what you got it based off of. Tom Brady will be the best quarterback player. Hey man, y'all pray for Tom. Tom said nothing wrong with him, but he just looked funny.
Tom got to die for him not to be best quarterback in the league. That's on everything.
Y'all pray for Tom, man. Tom started look like Skeletor.
As of this week, too. By the way, I'm doing this week. As of this week. Top five quarterbacks in the NFL, in my opinion. Number one, Tom Brady. Number two, Aaron Rodgers. Number three, Justin Herbert. Number four is where you get a little shifty, a little shaky, but I'm going to go Lamar Jackson because y'all better stop playing on that boy,
Tom. Hey. Talk about betting on yourself.
Pay that man.
Talk about betting on yourself.
Pay that man. And then number five, much as I hate to say it, Josh Allen. So, that's my top five for this week. That's my top five. But, give me the Chargers, man. I don't even think it's going to be close, to be real with you. Give me Chargers 27, Jags 17. But what you got?
Give me Chargers. I hate doing scores. Chargers. Ooh, Jaguars defense. That's it. Bruh. Oh my God. I think they get Allen back. Chargers 30.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars 24.
So that's a one score game. See, I don't see this being a one score game. The Jags are so, let me tell y'all boys something, and then we're going to go on to college and get on out of here. If the Jaguars come out all the way to LA at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and make this game tight and hell freeze over, win this game, y'all boys better, hey, that's a different type of football team, because we haven't seen that. Even in 17, we couldn't win on the West Coast. We went out there, you went on the West Coast, the division, and laid a goose egg. So yeah,
because when they break down, like, you know, when did you know we were special in 17? No, because when we beat the house of the Texans. That's how you knew something was up with the Jags. Let me tell you why. First off, it's like, oh, it's the Texans. But real Jaguar fans know Texans be putting foot to ass. And when we, because what was going on in Texas was like, I forgot what, it was a tragedy that happened in Texas. It's sad, so why look back? Okay, but it was a tragedy that happened in Texas. And
it was a hurricane.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh man, Texas finna be lit. Is JJ Watt running out there with the flag?
That was the first game of the season.
Yeah, and like, oh man, Texas is gonna be playing for Houston, Houston strong, and all this other stuff. And the Jaguars came out there and put foot to ass. Saxonville had 10 sacks on their ass.
Yeah, that was Deshaun Watson's first game. He was on the bench to start the game, and he ended up coming in second quarter.
10 sacks.
Yeah, we had some picks.
Jacksonville went effing off.
To me, I knew the Jags were special in 17 when we played Pittsburgh the first time. We literally ran the ball 80 yards or 85 yards down the field to score a touchdown for the game. Go ahead, game winning touchdown. I was like, what the hell just happened? We were in Pittsburgh. We literally did not pass the ball one time. We literally ran, touchdown. And Pittsburgh was shook. Then we got the ball back because of, I want to say, a Tashaun Gibson interception. And we get the ball back. And of course, Leonard Fournette on another like 80-yard touchdown run, untouched game. I said, "Huh?" Jags 2-1. Then we tried to go Jag again, and went back and lost to the Rams, which we should have lost to the Rams that year at home. But putting some wins together, stacking some wins, and I was like, "Uh-oh, we got a little team right here." And yeah, that was just a special team. So if the Jags go out to LA, and beat these Chargers, y'all get y'all tickets ready.
Oh, it's on. Oh, you ain't gonna be. And y'all thought we were bad because we were sending Colts fans home. Because for some odd reason, they thought this was gonna be an easy W. And we sent them home. We was like, all right, man. It was this one black dude. He literally got up and pulled the Jerry Seinfeld for the Seinfeld fans. Remember when Jerry was at the play? He was like, "Ah, I've had enough," and got up. That's what the black dude. He just got up. Was like, "Ah," he just got up. I was like, "Yep, time to go home. Time to go."
So I just want to call out to the Colts fans. Y'all boys couldn't beat Cody Kessler. That's how bad y'all lose in Jacksonville. Y'all couldn't beat Cody Kessler. Like what? Y'all have lost to Cody Kessler, Gardner Minshew, Blake Bortles, Trevor Lawrence. Who else am I missing, bud? Am I missing one?
That might be it.
And I lost 8 years in a row. So I might be missing one, Colts, but y'all done lost to everybody. Everybody.
Can't beat them.
Y'all ain't won 2014. Y'all boys trash.
You can't beat them, and you can't jump.
Oh, and Chad Henney. We won't let you. Oh, it got to be Chad. If it's 2014, it got to be Chad Henney, right?
Probably.
Golly, y'all Jim trash.
And Jim Irsay, poor. Hey man, y'all check on Irsay. I don't know if Irsay gonna make it. I don't think he got another Jag loss in him. I don't think
so.
That
we both got the Jag.
It's finna get rough because you know who the Colts got next, right?
Oh yeah, it's a wrap for them boys.
Them boys finna be 0-3. They got Kansas City. They finna be 0-3.
And I think this is one of them years where Kansas on the run, where they go about 15-2 or something like that.
Yeah, that's been a year. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
All right, so we both got the Jags losing. Hopefully we wrong, but
definitely.
I'll take a competitive 1-2 start opposed to an 0-3 start.
Yeah, and then you go to Philly, and I give us a big. I think the fighting duck. Oh, we ain't gonna predict it, but I feel good right now.
I'm gonna pick the Philly game based on how we perform.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Then I know what type of team we got, because right now I don't know what this is, but I'm optimistic. Now, but
Trevor, oh yeah. And shout out Trevor Lawrence for shutting Superfan Steve the hell up.
Please.
He was waiting for that. He said he wanted Steve to be there.
Thank you, 16. Now, bud, could you please play me in, my boy?
You got to be real respectful.
You better play me in.
They are the best team in the
state. Play me in.
Bum 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 bum.
Racist mascot, but you guys pulled it off. Florida State. What y'all got going over there in Tallahassee, man? Y'all know that the Panhandle Florida is really just South Alabama. What y'all got going on over there in South Alabama, boy? Y'all boys just managing to stay afloat as the best team in the doggone state. I can tell you
what they're not doing is coaching. They are winning despite Norvell. Norvell trash.
Now,
they're winning despite him.
Mike Norvell's a great coach.
Who said that?
I heard a lot of people say that. Believe
yeah, let's go ahead and get them drug tested.
As a Seminole fan that's producing this show, I agree with Bud, because honestly, we should have fucking lost our last two games.
Yeah, they winning this. Yeah, they're winning despite him.
Needs to be fired immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
point blank, he needs to be fired immediately. All right, see, my bad. Go ahead. Louisville kept running the same three plays on us, the same three reverse plays on us, and yet we kept falling for the banana and tailpipe trick until mid fourth quarter. All right, I'm sorry, I'm gonna get off now. And continue.
And see, and boys and girls, that's from your resident Noel. That's from a resident Noel from Noel Nation. See, just I like oh, Bud, a Gator fan, he just talking. Seminole fans who are in the know, like Norvell trash.
If y'all wide receiver wasn't 6'7", y'all would have an L right now.
Oh, that boy bad.
But
running backs, they got some.
Louisville
horses.
Dumb, bro, because you got a 6'7" wide receiver game on the line, and you let him go 1-1 on the end zone. That's crazy. That's crazy.
They got some horses, bro. They got some horses. No, yeah, Louisville got to do better.
For the state. When Florida State first L coming, bud, because they done stacked them down now.
Baby. Florida State finna beat the hell out of BC this BC, I think, Friday or Saturday. I think Friday, because the ACC, and you know, ACC play on Thursdays and Fridays and all that stuff.
But
Florida State has a hell of a 3-game stretch. They are going
Wake
to play.
Wake Forest, Clemson, and I forgot who the other person is.
Give me Wake Forest, Clemson, and there's one more. Is it NC State?
I believe it's NC State. Yeah, it is. It's Wake Forest, Clemson, and NC State.
And that, my friend, is when.
And
shit
if we got a they on the hush hush about our quarterback too, because don't nobody want to say anything about his injury, because I've been looking.
Oh, I tell you this much, Rosenbagger, whatever y'all quarterback name is now, he balled. He did good. He came off the bench. He played good.
Travis gonna play. Come on. What are we talking about? Travis gonna play. He gonna play. What are we talking about?
Rosengartner had a pretty good game. Coming off the bench. He played good.
Griffin Skritter. Listen. At the end of the day, man, Florida State, man, good for y'all, man. Y'all sticking around, hanging out, whatever. Y'all better go.
Florida State should be ranked. It is trash. I think I'm not sure if they ranked. They might be.
They
ranked
should
in
not
the coaches
be ranked.
Poll. You crazy? Florida State
they
should
not
be
ranked.
Florida
Why
State
should they be ranked? Who have they beat? Who have they beat to be ranked?
I agree. We should be ranked at least number 25.
They beat but LSU. Who have they beat LSU. Be they beat LSU and LSU.
LSU's
just beat
terrible.
State. They just beat Mississippi State.
LSU terrible. They was losing to Mississippi State the whole game.
They just beat Mississippi
State.
They
had to pull a miracle to beat Mississippi State.
I'm not gonna let you sit here.
And they was a pass away from losing to Louisville. No, they should not. I'm not gonna allow
slander
on this show.
I'm not gonna let you sit here and slander Florida State like that. I see why you mad. I see why you mad. See, the problem is FOTP family. He mad. But he not mad at the right person. What's going on in Gainesville?
We'll get to the Gators in a minute. I'm talking about Florida State and how they should not be ranked. Y'all want to rank a team? Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, so we rank Florida. Let's say we rank Florida State number 21 in the country or whatever, which is undeserved. Undeserved. But let's say they get that rank. We literally just sat here and said they about to lose three straight games when they hit that stretch.
We don't know they're about to lose.
Bro, you know damn well they're going to lose them games.
I don't know that.
Come on, man. What are we talking about? Then not to mention. Okay, so let's say they go 2-1. Let's say they go 1-2 in those games. Then not to mention they still got to play. They still got to play Miami. They still got to play Virginia Tech. What are we talking about?
Let's not talk about the fact that NC State did struggle against Boston College at the beginning of the season.
They ain't going to struggle against you.
Okay. We're a better team than
Boston College. Let's get to the picks. But Florida State versus Boston College, what you got?
Man, I got Florida State. I got Florida State by whatever score Florida State feel like putting up.
Give me a score.
Florida State 35. Boston College 20 or 17.
Now hear me out when I make my pick right here. Shut up for a minute. I just want everybody to chill out real quick. I'm sick of this. Go hire Deion Sanders if y'all want a real program. I'm not here for this BS. Y'all be the doggone Division IV school. Y'all beat a Division IV school, then y'all sweep around and barely beat Louisville. Y'all have not beat nobody to be deserving. Yes, y'all the best team in the state, but that's not saying a lot because we about to dog walk Florida in about 2 minutes here. So let me tell y'all boys something. I'm going to stand on what I said 2 weeks ago, roll the tape back. I said Florida State is not beating Boston College. I meant that. I stand on that. Florida State loses to Boston College 24-27. Let's go, BC. I'm playing with my top, man. Get out of here. They should be ranked. Why? For charity? What are you talking about? They play Wake Forest, NC State, and Clemson. And everybody think they're going to win one of those three games. And y'all talking about they should be ranked. It's like when Hawaii, when Colt Brennan was undefeated, and people was like, Hawaii should be number two. What are we talking about?
Boston College.
And then Hawaii went to Georgia and got in the Sugar Bowl and got dog walked. You remember that, bud?
Can I jump in real quick? Please jump in here real quick. I really want, as a Titans fan, to get rid of Taylor Lewan because Taylor Lewan is useless because he's always hurt. Why is he out hurt again? I'm so sick of that.
He's a good tackle
and all, but guess what? He can't help us if he can't protect his blind side. He ain't never went healthy. I'm ready to get rid of him. All right, go ahead. Go off.
Trash anyway. You need to put Malik in the game. Your quarterback trash. Malik should be in the game.
Go off, sis.
Anyways,
as y'all see, producer Brittany a little upset about her fighting Titans.
Give me 27-24.
Rutgers, BC lost to Rutgers 22-21.
I don't care.
Then
they gonna get up.
Then BC went on to lose to Virginia Tech 27-10. But they did beat Maine 38-17. So maybe they figured it out.
They beat somebody just like Florida State beat. Uh-huh.
Okay, so maybe they figured it out. Virginia Tech, the team who beat the hell out of Boston College, started the year off losing to Old Dominion 20-17.
Yeah, so I watched that game.
Then they came back, like I told you, just said, beat Boston College 27-10, and then beat Wolford. 27-20.
But the ACC is terrible.
Yes.
Terrible.
So you're Florida telling State me is
terrible.
So you're telling me 0-2. 0-2 BC.
I stand on what I said, but
who Rutgers beat them by one. Then Rutgers beat Wagner 66-7. And then Rutgers, by the grace of God, got by Temple 16-14. But 0-2, Boston College is going to beat Florida State. That's what you're saying.
I'm picking based on Mike Norvell can't coach and Facts. Florida State barely Facts. Win every game. That's what I'm picking based on. I'm not picking based on the racist symbolism on the side of that helmet. The white boy in red face paint that come out and throw spears. I ain't picking based on that. I'm picking based on the fact that every game I watch, Florida State, no matter if they playing Old Dominion, Samford, Watford, Jacksonville State, Clemson, or whatever, they almost got doggone lose the game. Period, point blank. And I said 2 weeks ago, Florida State ain't going to beat Boston College. And I'm standing on that. 27-24, Boston College. Now, the Florida Gators are national champions. Now, Bud, could you please explain to me what the hell is going on in Gainesville?
What the hell is going on between the lines in Gainesville? It's bad. It's Anthony Richardson. I don't know what the holy hell is going on with him. I have no idea. And just came out today that they say the coaching staff is telling him, due to depth, to kind of take it easy, watch yourself when it comes with running as much. HB, what make AR so special? No, excuse me, he's not AR, because throw a damn pass a damn, you're a quarterback, you have yet to throw a touchdown. His name is Anthony until he actually plays good quarterback play. What makes him so special? When he's AR, what makes him AR?
His feet, sir.
His feet and his arm. Bro, you a quarterback who almost ran a 4-2, 4-3, all that good stuff. And now you tell, now you want to be Aaron Rodgers. Oh, you old pocket quarterback, huh?
So you gonna blame him, or are you gonna blame the fact that we, as the Florida, the University of Florida, can't seem to hire a coach that understands football?
Yeah, is that what I want? I want to root for you, Billy. This ain't a good look, Billy.
That's where I'm at.
This ain't a good look.
We don't have a coach that understands how football works, because we had doggone the coach that, even though I came around to him, I just want to point out, and Bud will co-sign on this, I never wanted our last coach in the first place. I was not a Dan Mullen guy. Did not want Dan Mullen. I came around to Dan Mullen, but I ain't want Dan Mullen. You know what happened with Dan Mullen? Did he know offense? Yes. He didn't know football, and he couldn't recruit. Okay, before Dan Mullen, we had Mac Teef. Right? Nobody wanted Mac Teef. All right? I wanted Josh McDaniels when we got Mac Teef. Okay? Mac Teef is a disaster. Didn't know football. Then we had Will, I'm going to be the head coach at Texas, Muschamp. Right or wrong?
Right.
Terrible coach. Didn't know football. I just want to point out Georgia Southern game underneath with your boy Will Muschamp. Two Gators literally blocked each other. All right. So then we had Urban Meyer at some point. And then who else I missing, bud? Since Spurrier. Zook, right?
The Zooker.
So we had Zook, Meyer, Muschamp, McTeef, Mullen.
Just for the record, all those coaches you said, only two of them lost to Kentucky. So let that sink in. Because, Billy, if you can't beat Kentucky, I think that might be the thing. That might be the gold standard of Florida Gator football. If you beat Kentucky, you'll be
Why are we losing to Kentucky?
Why are we losing to Kentucky?
That's crazy to me. Then you're telling your best player not to be your best player.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You're taking away from what makes him special.
And good for Anthony Richardson.
Because he stay hurt.
It's good for Anthony Richardson for bringing it out.
I'm sorry to do this breaking news. Diggs just did the same OG in the end.
Yeah, it was dope.
You're taking away from what, and it's Tennessee. This is a rivalry game. You're taking away from making some special because you're worried about him getting hurt because of depth. First off, Anthony is on some old Mr. Glass stuff anyway. So I don't know if he dinged up. I don't know if he hurt. I don't know what's going on. But I know this much. You play to win the game.
Facts.
You play to win the game. You do whatever it takes that makes you special to win the game. Florida Gators, we can run the ball. Let's just be real. Our wide receivers, not the best. Facts. Our running backs, super special. Billy, like HB said, little things early, because I've been hurt before, so now I'm watching things. Losing to Kentucky is a bad omen. You know what another bad omen is? Playing the wrong players. The Facts. Running back rotation needs to be my boy, what is that? Johnson, number two, was that Johnson?
Johnson, ETN, that's it.
That's it. If you want to throw in Wright for third, that's perfectly fine. But your rotation is Wright, Johnson, and ETN. Stop the cap. Stop with the old Wright did things the right way. He's been here the longest. I don't have time for that. I need production. This is dog, the best man play. Best man play. And honestly, it need to be just Johnson and ETN. Honestly, like you said, honestly, we just need two back. It need to be a two back system. Honestly, honest to God, got to do better, man. But Napier, you on this three back system, and the number one back you play first, he the third best. Yeah, bro, it ain't looking good, bro. Tennessee gonna beat Florida to the white meat. To my homeboy Ty. Who listen to this pod faithfully first for that TY loyal Gator fan. He hates Tennessee more than any other team. That's his number one rival. I don't know why TY hates Tennessee. I don't hate Tennessee like that. My number one hated team is Florida State. Woo! Hate Florida State. Number one hated team. He hates Tennessee. TY, let me tell you something, brother. Take the missus out, the lovely Mrs. TY, around 3:30. Y'all go to a nice restaurant, go get something to eat. I know you're a beer connoisseur. Go to one of the nice beer places you go to. Don't watch that gameplay, boy. You don't want no pieces of that, boy. And game day gonna be there. Nah, TY, don't do that to yourself. Tennessee gonna name their score. Tennessee gonna beat the hell out of Florida. Don't do it.
It's so funny you say that because, like, I don't know, we talked about this previously. Like, you were saying he hate Tennessee.
And you were saying
you hate Florida State.
I hate Florida State.
I think I hate Georgia the most.
Wow, that's so dope that we just broke that down.
Yeah, I can't stand Georgia, bro. Like, I'm willing to lose to a lot of people. I'm just not willing to lose to Georgia. Like, at this point, I'm willing to lose to Florida State. Because
Florida State lost. I lose to Georgia.
I feel like it's so rare now that it's not a big deal. And that's just me being honest. Like, I don't feel like it's a big deal with Florida State loss. I just feel like it's very rare that we're going to lose to Florida State. We're going to lose this year, y'all. Just newsflash.
Oh, break it down.
We're going to lose this year.
Breaking news. But, FOTP family, it ain't looking good.
It ain't looking good, but
a lot of these rivals, it ain't looking good, FOTP family. Because the problem is with this team the Gators have right now, if we had a defense with this run game, we could beat a lot of people. That's our defense trash. We cannot stop a nosebleed.
That's a good point you just made. I don't think this year we beat too many rivals, my boy. We might not beat none of them. LSU's our best chance. to beat any rival.
And that's pushing it.
We best beat LSU.
And then they're I'm telling terrible. You, like, look, I think we'll beat Missouri. But Littleton, if you can run the ball, Vanderbilt got a quarterback who can move a little bit. I feel like we'll beat Vandy, but I'm like, bro, we can't run the ball. And if they don't get it together with this Anthony stuff at QB for us, if they don't get it together with 15, we're in trouble. If they don't let him be who he is, we are in trouble.
I think we already in trouble because I don't think have a chance. Gonna let him do
if
it.
You don't make him be because special, Napier we don't have a chance. He's the only it. Special.
Him. Ain't no backups. I can't let him do it. That's what Napier said.
Basically. So I can't let him be him because who going to back him up? Bruh, we'll deal with that later. What's that? How does that saying go? Scared money don't make money?
Yeah.
You can't coach scared. Jesus
Christ. Scared money don't make money.
They're bringing out the ambulance in Buffalo. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, man. I think they broke Buddy neck.
That was pretty bad. And that was his own guy.
Yeah, they broke his neck. That's terrible. But Tennessee, Florida, a rivalry that will forever be a rivalry.
But I remember Treon Harris. Treon Harris beat Tennessee.
Who you got?
Oh, I got Tennessee. I can't remember the last time I said Tennessee. Treon Harris, and I still felt like. But even with those teams, the defenses were so elite. It'd be like, oh, man, we'll be all right. I got Tennessee.
What's the score?
I got Tennessee 40, Florida 20.
Oof. Damn, I can't sit through that. I'm going to tell you like this here. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you real rap, bro. I'm so glad that Richardson came out and said they won't let me run, y'all. So now I think the coaches are going to be forced into letting them run because they're going to look dead stupid because everybody literally said, boy, y'all boy stupid. So now I'm in a situation where I think Richardson runs this week. I think that he looks back like how he did versus Utah. And I'm actually going to go Gators 31, Tennessee 30. So I think we win on the last little gift. By the way, the Gator defense is terrible. We talked about Richardson for so long. Gator defense is terrible, bud.
Can't stop a nosebleed. That run defense is terrible. They don't have any depth, and it's bad. They get pushed around. They get pushed around, man. They got no depth. So thank you, Dan Mullen, for that with your non-recruiting ass.
Terrible defense.
With your non-recruiting ass.
Give me the Gators, though, 31-30.
Boy, like, them some orange and blue blockers you got on right now, boy.
Ain't got nothing to do with it.
I've seen nothing to make us think we're going to beat this old fast-paced, up-tempo Tennessee.
Don't forget, Tennessee's still Tennessee now. We tripping.
Oh, man, you ain't never lied, brother. But I just need something. They can't stop the run. We can't stop the run. And these y'all not letting AR be AR.
Yeah, they not.
I still don't think they're going to let him be him.
They got to, or else they're going to be the ridicule they're going to experience is too high. Like, they got to do it, my boy. Like, the ridicule they'll experience is too high. They ain't ready for that type of ridicule.
And why are we not running the read option?
Yeah.
How is that not? That's simple. Like, Cam Newton did that, like, all this read option. That's what we're going to run with.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Look at the offense, bro. They're trying to make him a pocket passer, bro. Look at the offense. Look at it now. Like, why are we just not running the read option?
Terrible. Well, I tell you what, man. Let's go ahead on and get into the next thing we got to get into, which is this is actually good news. Our underscouted high school player of the week. We're going to go ahead and run our interview with Cash Britt. Her real name is Cashrielle Britt, but I call her Cash, and she goes to Raines High School. And
Ichiban, number one.
Yeah, Ichiban. By the way, which came from Japan, and somebody in like the 70s started it or something. It's really weird that y'all say that. But
shut up.
Yeah, man. But nevertheless, way to go. way to go for Cash, and congratulations on being the Undiscounted High School Player of the Week. And why is my random, by the way, my phone from my work is down here. But anywho.
Side note.
Yeah, random. But congratulations, Cash. And here's her interview. Yeah, right now. And we're back. Again, congratulations to Cash being the Underscouted High School Player of the Week. Make sure that you nominate your high school player for the Underscouted High School Player of the Week. Anybody is eligible and anybody can be the Underscouted High School Player of the Week. Y'all just got to let us know, which y'all not doing a good job of. So y'all make sure y'all nominate somebody for High School Player of the Week so we can get them interviewed and get them the credit they deserve. This show is called Flag on the Play, where we throw flags on those violating the game, my boy.
Okay. Oh, we got some violators. I'm ready. I'm so glad I'm about to finally win this coin. I'm about to finally win the coin toss. I'm so ready. I get to finally go second because I'm going to win the coin toss. And I just feel like, oh, it's time. Let's go, because I got some people violating. Let's go.
Well, you know, we always got to get somebody to come in here and do the coin toss. And yeah, we missed the week, man, because, you know, our Auntie Liz passed away. And so we had to take some time off for Auntie Liz or whatever. But
God could only save the queen for so long.
That's right. And in honor of Auntie Liz, we bought her favorite person in the whole wide world to do the coin toss. The beautiful and lovely Meghan Markle, married to her grand Harry. You know, they were so close. And Taylor never fails. Thank you, Meghan, you beautiful queen. You're so beautiful. And I adjudicate to you, bud. Go ahead and throw your flags, my boy.
I tried. Oh my God. First flag is on football night in America, NBC. Not one Jag beating the Titans highlight. What we doing? What we doing? That was terrible, bro. We're the only team in the NFL to goose egg somebody. How are we not a highlight? We've beaten the Titans 8 years in a row. How are we not a highlight? Trevor Lawrence threw darts yesterday. Amazing QBR rating. Almost perfect. Not a highlight. Do better. NFL Live, same thing. I recorded that raggedy-ass show just to see Jag highlights. Because I'm like, oh, it's NFL friggin' Live. Obviously, they're going to have Jags highlights, not one damn Jag highlight for NFL Live. Are you bleeping kidding me?
No, they're dead serious.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Those are my flags.
Terrible. Just, you know, and Jazz games hit different after a win. We can watch.
Oh, the city's so live.
It's different. So, yeah, I'm disappointed in that one, too. My first flag is going to be on the Gator coaching staff. What y'all boys mean he can't run? Did y'all watch the Utah tape?
Did you watch the USF last year?
What y'all boys mean he can't run? Like, what y'all boys mean? Like, that sounds dead crazy to me. And I'm hoping that Billy Napier was a good coach like I thought he was, and not some foolishness like we think now. Like, I'm just disappointed in that altogether, whatever. So I'm wholeheartedly disappointed in that. I just can't. And then my last flag this week, I put a whole bunch of thought into this one or whatever, because I was going to go here, then I was going to go there, and then I just decided. And this is going to be kind of out of left field, but all the people that hate LIV Golf, like, do we really care that much?
It's effing golf. Who gives a damn?
Is golf really even a sport enough for us?
It's not. It's not.
Do y'all realize, outside of y'all little bubble of golf likers, that everybody else is a casual at best fan.
At best, nobody gives a rat's ass about golf.
I don't care.
Tiger Woods.
I'm not gonna watch PGA or Live Tour unless Tiger Woods in it.
That's it.
That's it.
And I ain't watching it in. I'll watch highlights if Tiger win. Other than that, nothing. Nothing at all.
I feel like the people who think Live Golf was a big deal has a very strong disconnect from what reality is.
But it's the Saudis. It's the Saudis.
But yeah, I seen a thing today and it was like, oh, the President's Cup isn't going to be good because all the Live Golf guys are banned or whatever. And I was like, bro, I don't care. Go USA. Okay. Dang it. Anywho, flag on the play, man. We back at it again. Jags up. Gators, we don't know what they're doing, but Jags up.
Nose up.
And yeah, Gators down. So we're just going to keep fighting, unplugging them alone, man, and hoping that things change, man. They will. They will. But until next time, we do ball.
Till we die.